girl. And the two boys worked on the farm, and then...
I suppose they helped Grandfather Bell till they broke up, till they married.
Mm-hmm.
Or went out to teach, just like Aunt Mary was teaching. That was her name, was Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Aunt Mary was teaching when mm-hmm. she got sick and died. And my father was teaching before he married, and Uncle Jonathan was teaching before he married. So they see they'd leave home and go off to these places to teach.
Mm-hmm.
But I suppose I'm sure they helped them as long as they were at home.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as I said, they had to break up housekeeping. What we'd consider early in life, but when they got to where they couldn't farm
mm-hmm.
and do these things for themselves, they had to break up housekeeping. Children were all married.
Mm-hmm.
Aunt Mary had died. And so they'd spend part of the time at my mother and father's, part with Uncle Jonathan, part with Aunt Alice. That was the other sister.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always so glad when she come. I just loved her to death. My grandmother Belle was such a sweet person. And I was so glad when Pop would come to town here to get a load of groceries or feed or something for the store. And she'd come back with him out there. And then the first thing she'd do was start making that bread, yeast bread. And I thought it was the best stuff in the world, because my mother always had so much to do till she just wouldn't ever try to make yeast bread. She made awfully good biscuits and cornbread.
Mm-hmm.
She wouldn't try.
You didn't grow your own wheat for that bread, did you?
No. Never saw any wheat growing except when we went through Kansas, when we went out to west.
When did you go out west?
Well, now that's one. Let's see. We went out west before Lee and them drowned. My daughter, her husband drowned. My mother and father, either one died. What year was it? Been about 1956, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Did you just take a trip and?
We were gone about a month. We went back, picked up two of my husband's sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, we went to Colorado. Went up Pikes Peak the next day in a limousine. We wouldn't ride those old buggy things that had taken you up there. We was afraid of. And the car was just real new. He bought it just specially for this trip. He wouldn't go off with a bad car.
Mm-hmm.
And an old car. And so he wouldn't take this new car up there, afraid it do something to it, because Pikes Peak is the highest one out there in the West. It's 15,000 feet high.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
something like that.
Then from there, that's when we turned north and went to Yellowstone. Then he had cousins in Idaho that he'd never seen.
Mm-hmm.